You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hi, everyone. My name is Daria, and this is my first podcast. And today I am doing a podcast about AudioCat. It is a gaming platform. And when you search it from the App Store, then AudioCat is one word. So let's open
Search AudioCat.
The app.
AudioCat. App logo loading. The logo of the app is displayed while loading content. An illustration of a cat wearing headphones. You receive daily coin. An illustration level 11.
Yes. So when you first open the app daily, then you receive 3 coins. And you will get 25 coins a day when you first open the app. So let's start exploring it. When you first open the app, you will hear these things.
Level 11.
A level, it is the level of your companion, the cat.
11. XP, 370 out of 700.
Next is XP. And every time, currently my XP
11, XP, 370 out of 7.
Is 370 out of 700. So when you play, you get XP. And every time when you reach to 700 XP, your pet will level up.
Hunger, 0 out of 5.
And the hunger, currently it is 0. And I will show you after it.
Coins, 7,500.
Yes, currently I have quite lots of coins. Currently you can use them to purchase the food for your cat, but later the in-game store will be coming available where you can purchase lots of cool things like different skins and so on and on.
Little orange cat with shining eyes. Pet is named Tarchison, an illustration of an orange cat.
Yes, it is the description of the cat. And actually, when you first register, then you will hear a very cute little story as well. But that I can't show you because I am already registered user.
Food.
And here you will have buttons for food.
Navigate to game list button.
And the gaming library.
App logo. Navigate to my profile button.
And profile. But first I will show.
Navigate to my profile button.
The profile options.
Navigate to my profile. Shaw button. Profile heading. Username Tarchison.
Now the username is the same name of that is for your cat. I know that later the developers like they want to add multiple pets and then probably the cat's names and username will be different. But right now just keep in mind that your username is the same name as your pet.
Status subscribed. Edit profile button.
And when I click edit profile, then you can edit your username.
Feedback button. Friend request button. Logout button. Delete account button. Search for friends button.
And yes, currently there are buttons for friend requests and search for friends, but this feature is not rolled out yet. It will be quite soon. But yes, currently you can search for friends and send friend requests, but full features will come later, where you can play, for example, multiplayer games.
Choose voice.
And you can choose your own game voice. And these are all
Gordon, hello.
Them, all these voiceover DTS voices.
Karen, Edo, Catherine, Edo, confirms vertical scroll bar, Tessa, NCA, vertical, confirm, Tessa, Ralph, Ed Jr., Sandy, Samantha, Buttles, Ed Aaron, Father, Samantha, and U.S.
Available.
Hello, and U.S. This is a preview of the selected voice.
And I am confirm selection. Samantha.
Confirm selection.
Because.
Success. Voice, okay, button. Profile, heading.
Because it is most comfortable for me.
Shot, add load, home button. Choose voice.
Yes, and here you can go back home and there is one more button, what is called shop button.
Shop, profile.
And when you first download this game platform, then you will have 7 days free. But after that, it requires you to subscribe. And I will just show you the subscription prices here.
Subscription coins.
Here, you can also purchase additional coins.
Coins.
But you really don't need to if you don't want, because you get enough coins from playing the games and just by visiting the app daily. So here are the prices for the coins.
100 coins, 0 euros and 99 cents. 350 coins, 1 euro and 99 cents.
But you really don't need to purchase them. And here are...
AudioCab 1 month subscription.
Prices for the subscriptions.
AudioCab 1 month subscription, 7 euros and 99 cents. AudioCab 3 month subscription, 20 euros and 99 cents. AudioCab 6 month subscription, 39 euros and 99 cents. AudioCab annual subscription, 73 euros and 99 cents.
So you, as you can see, then currently monthly subscription is the most expensive, but when you purchase like 3 months or 6 months or even a yearly subscription, then it will get even cheaper, actually.
Profile. Games.
But yeah, now I'm going to the game list.
Games. Home. Play Wordy. Play Echoes of Valor. Dimmed. Con. Cannot enable games. Numpad is hungry.
And yes, I wanted to show you that. Because remember, my cat's hunger was 0. Which means that it is hungry. And I can't enable games. Because you need to feed the pet.
Con. Navigate with coins. Level 11. XP. 100. Coins. Little orange cat with food.
I'm going to the food section here. And keep in mind that... the hunger drops every 8 hours.
Little coins, 7,000 hunger, 0 out of 5.
And there are 5 stars to the hunger.
Coin, little orange cat with shining up food. Food.
And I'm so...
Little orange cat coins, little bat, navigate to my profile. Level, in a chef's lager, little lasagna, salad, sandwich, cost...
So here are...
Salad, lasagna, cost 40...
Foods.
Little orange cat with shine, lasagna, cost 45 coins. Double salad, cost 45 coins.
And now these foods that cost... 45 coins, they are going to give you 2 stars, so that your pet's hunger is 2 out of 5.
Sandwich, cost 20 coins. Double tap hamburger, cost 20 coins. Double tap to select this item.
And those foods that cost 20 coins give you 1 star, so...
Fish and chips, cost 75 coins. Shrimp, cost 45 coins. Kibbles, cost 75 coins.
And
double tap to select this item.
And those that cost 75 coins give you 3 stars hunger. But I know that later they want to add additional bonuses for the foods as well. But currently I'm just giving my
shrimp, fish, ham, sandwich, cat cost 20 coins.
A little
double tap to select this item.
Sandwich. Which will fill the hunger.
Level 11. X the hunger. Coins. Hunger. 1 out of 5.
And I can give more foods so that the hunger will be 5 out of 5, but I'm currently not doing it because the hunger point will be dropping every 8 hours. And at least for my time zone, Estonian time zone, it is very easy because it starts from the midnight, so the hunger will drop here in the morning. 8 a.m., then 4 p.m., and finally at midnight. But now, let's go to the games.
Add logo. Navigate to game list. Button. Navigate to game list. All conditions are met. You can play the games.
And currently there are 2 games, but there will be more. I know that the game called Spellbound will be available probably in the autumn. And they are planning to add more cool features as well, like the game generator, where everyone can make their own audio games in the platform and share them with friends. But yes, right now...
Play Wordy, an orange square with black text.
Let's look at the first game, which is called Wordy. And actually, I even don't need to explain you what the games are about, because when I double tap on it, then it gives you very clear explanations. But just keep in mind that when you play the games, you need to turn off voiceover, otherwise it will interfere. And just triple click your side button or home button if you have one, and the game will actually announce it to you as well.
Warning, an origin game uses implemented TTS. Please turn off your screen reader for the duration of the game to avoid interference. You may turn your screen reader back on once the game has finished. Tap the screen to continue. Warning.
So I'm going to turn off my voiceover.
Voiceover off.
And now I will just tap the screen. And yeah, you will hear now.
I have cat games.
Welcome to Wordy. Listen carefully to the instructions. You will hear an explanation followed by three options. Select the correct word by tapping the screen at the correct word. Let's start the game. In its original condition, unspoiled, pristine, correct, rapidly changing in aspects or colors, very, kaleidoscopic, correct, formal release from guilt or punishment, absolution, forgiveness, pardon, wrong, obtrusively bright and showy, lurid, flashy, wrong, the highest point, reached by celestial bodies, pinnacle, wrong, game over, your final score is 2, amount 10 XP has been added to your pet, total XP now, 380, amount 10 paw coins have been added to your account.
Yeah, so, as you heard this time, I didn't do so well, but yes, basically, you hear an explanation, and you will have 3 choices that you can choose the correct answer, but you need to tap right after you hear the word that you think is correct. So, but at least I got some every correct answer, as you heard. I got some XP and also coins that counts towards my cat's level that it can level up. So now I am turning my voiceover back on and I will show you the last game currently that is available. But yes, this game is quite challenging and it is good for improving vocabulary and so.
Voiceover on, audio cap, level 11, 11, XP 380 out of 700, hunger 1 out of 5, coins 7490, little order food, navigate to game list, button. Navigate to game list. All so, conditions are met. You can play the games. Play Echoes of Valor. A black logo on an orange.
So, Echoes of Valor is an RPG style game. And again, I don't need to talk much about what this game is about because I'm showing you it.
Warning, Echoes of Valor. This game uses implemented TTN. This game please turn off your screen reader for the duration.
I'm the cat game.
Currently you are on level 1, swipe left to exit the game. Swipe right to begin the next level, or swipe up to open the adventure book. Swipe down to enter the tutorial.
I will show you the adventure book later. Tutorial I won't show you, because it is basically like explaining you how to jump over obstacles and things like that. I am showing you the actual gameplay for the level 1. And I will just speak a little bit. Because during the gameplay I won't be speaking much. And I will just tell you how to jump over obstacles. You can meet 3 obstacles. Which is a river and broken log and sharp bushes with sharp thorns that you need to clear. And to jump over the obstacles like logs and rivers, you need to tap the screen with one finger just once. And to clear the bushes with sharp thorns, you need to tap the screen rapidly with one finger. But keep in mind that these obstacles currently are not skill-based. They are more based on luck. So it is all based on luck. And I will just start the game and I really like that the explanations and instructions are very clear, so you will understand everything and what this game is about. I will show you the adventure book later, but currently I am just swiping right with one finger to go to level 1.
Welcome to Alicia, a realm woven with secrets and shrouded in an aura of mystery. Once a bastion of unity and peace, this enchanted land now trembles under the shadow of a long-standing conflict. The once harmonious races of the Elysian Shadows and the Darkened Realms are now ensnared in a relentless struggle for dominion, each claiming righteousness. As you step into the role of your companion, an ethereal entity born of both light and darkness, you are tasked with an epic quest. Your mission, to unravel the truths that lie buried beneath centuries of conflict and to restore balance. But beware, the path is fraught with perils and moral dilemmas that will challenge your very essence. Trust in your instincts, harness your inherited powers, and prepare to navigate the intricate tapestry of Alicia Euro as past. Will you be the herald of peace Alicia yearns for, or will the echoes of valor lead you down a path of unforeseen consequences?
You continue walking forward. Welcome to skiing. Listen carefully. Now it's your time to get the order light.
Well, skiing is a thing where you can get different items like weapons, branches, stones that you can use later. And as you hear, the sounds are playing, and we currently heard three sounds. We heard the first was bubble, second was click, and third was bubble as well. So now you just need to tap the sounds in correct order. If you tap the wrong sound, then you will fail.
Good job. The order was correct. Branch. Gather 3 to upgrade a weapon handle, adding 5 damage to your chosen weapon. Perfect for boosting your arsenal. Swipe up to accept or swipe down to decline.
Yes, and it will speak every time what the item can do when you get item. You can get very cool things from screen.
Item accepted. You continue walking forward. A fast-moving stream with a bubbling and splashing sound, challenging players to test their luck by jumping over it.
Now I just need to tap the screen once to jump over the obstacle.
Success for jump.
Yes, it could. It was successful this time.
You continue walking forward.
But just know it is based on luck.
Welcome to skiing. Listen carefully. Now it's your time to get the order right.
And currently you are hearing three sounds, but as the levels increase...
Oh no, the order of sounds is not right.
As the level...
You continue walking forward.
Level increases, the sounds also will increase at some point.
You are facing Grim Sentinel with the health of 58. Swipe left to heal or swipe right to use weapon. You may attack now. Attack dealt 42 damage. Player took 32 damage. Enemy attacked with Doom Hammer and dealt 32 damage. Your health is 68. The enemy's health is 16. You may attack now. Attack dealt 42 damage. Enemy is dead. You received a health potion. Your health is 68. You win. You have earned 5 XP.
Yes, you can receive health potions from enemies sometimes.
You continue walking forward.
You can also get them from screens.
You are facing Grim Sentinel with the health of 58. Swipe left to heal or attack dealt 42 damage. Player took 32 damage. Enemy attacked with Doom Hammer and dealt 32 damage. Your health is 36. The enemy's health is 6. Attack dealt 42 damage. Enemy is dead. Your health is 36. You win. You have earned 5 XP. You continue walking forward. You are facing Nocturne Stalker with the health of 42. Swipe left to heal or half dealt 42 damage. Enemy is dead. Your health is 36. You win. You have earned 5 XP. You continue walking forward. Alert. Rotting log that blocks the path. Its uneven surface emits a distinct creaking sound as it slowly decays. The set per germ. You continue walking forward. You are facing Grim Sentinel with the health of 58. Pack dealt 42 damage. Player took 32 damage. Enemy attacked with Doom Hammer and dealt 32 damage. Your health is 4. The enemy's health is 16. You may attack now. Attack dealt 42 damage. Enemy is dead. You received a health potion. Your health is 4. You win. You have earned 5 XP. You continue walking forward. A large, rotting log that blocks the path. Its uneven surface emits a distinct creaking sound as it slowly decays.
I failed the jump.
You continue walking forward. Congratulations. You have completed the level. Adding XP to your pet. Amount 50 XP has been added to your pet. Total XP now, 450. Adding paw coins. Amount 50 paw coins have been added to your account.
Yes.
Currently you are on level 2. Swipe left to exit the game. Swipe right to begin the next level. Or swipe up to open the adventure book. Swipe down to enter the tutorial.
Yes, you can get quite lots of XP. When you complete the level, you will get 50 XP. And just as you heard that, you also got additional XP when you completed a successful battle. And yeah, I didn't die this time, but just, you know, it won't be easy all the time because enemies will get stronger when your level increase. And just this game has 25 levels, and then you will have infinity mode. Like, you can play forever, level up to level 100, 200, whatever you want. And after some levels, you will hear also stories, because the game also has a story. And after some point, I think, maybe it was from level 10 or something, you need to choose whether you want to continue to fight along good side, heavenly side, or you want to go to the dark forces side. And yeah, you need to make the choice. And depending your choice, I think the enemies are also going to be different. But now, last thing, I will show you the adventure book, because unlike Verdi, if you notice, then Verdi will immediately take you out of the game, but Echoes of Valor won't take you. You need to swipe left to exit the game. Then you can turn back on your screen reader. But I am now swiping up with one finger to open the adventure book and show you what it is. It was added quite recently, like a few days ago or so.
Adventure book. Swipe right to go to player stats. Swipe left to go to inventory. Swipe down to navigate back.
Okay, I'm going to show you player stats.
You are currently at the stats screen. HP is 100. Speed is 5. Screening is 5. You have 0 available points. Swipe left to go back or swipe right to modify stats.
Yes, the stats points you will get once your cat levels up. So every time you manage to get 700 XP, your pet will level up. You can get the XP and you can then upgrade.
Adventure book. Swipe right to go to player stats. Swipe left to go to inventory. Swipe down to navigate back.
And now I am showing you the inventory.
Health potion. Count. 3.
And currently, the inventory has 9 slots available where you can collect different things and different weapons. And I will just show you.
Branch. Count. 2. Swipe up to interact.
As we already heard from screen, what the branches can do.
Name, branch, branch. Gather three to upgrade a weapon handle, adding 5 damage to your chosen weapon. Perfect for boosting your arsenal. Swipe right to combine.
Yes, currently I have 2 branches, so I can't do much with
it. Into branch. Dusk blade. Count. Empty.
But
dusk blade. Count. 1. Swipe up to interact.
I have only 1 weapon, and I will interact with it by swiping up with 1 finger.
Name. Dusk blade. Base damage. 30. Additional damage. 12. Total damage. 42. Gen. No gem equipped. Dusk blade. A sleep dagger that strikes with the swiftness of night. Perfect for swift, silent attacks. Swipe left to enchant. Swipe right to upgrade. Swipe up to dismantle. Swipe down to go back. Shape to set this weapon as active.
Currently, this is an active weapon. Yes, you can update your weapons with different items that you can get from screening, like branches, stones, things like that. But I don't have right now much in my inventory. And you can enchant them as well, but you need gems for them. I don't have one right now, but you can also get them from screens. You can get actually a lot of different interesting things from screens. And you, if you are wise, I just suggest you to add multiple weapons to your inventory, because when you dismantle a weapon, then you also have a chance to get a gem, just getting rid of the of your weapon. But currently I have only 1 weapon, so I can't do it.
In the dusk blade, hound.
Yes.
Adventure book, swipe right. Currently you are on level 2.
To exit the different screens like adventure book, I just need to swipe down with 1 finger, and then eventually I will swipe left with 1 finger to exit the game. And yeah, currently I have showed you everything that
Boito Bronze Audio Cat level 11
on Audio Cat platform, and it is my first podcast. So if you have any questions, you can comment and I will answer, because I am long time user of their platform, and also I tested their app, and I probably will do more podcasts in the future about this platform when massive new things will be released, like new games and massive updates. And we also have a Discord. The developers are very active there, and they are always answering people and fixing bugs if there are any, and they are adding new features, I would say, quite quickly, because Echoes of Valor received this adventure book and the fighting system, it received massive update, and I am very interested and happy to see how it will improve even more, because currently Echoes of Valor is the most popular game. But yes, Spellbound will come somewhere in the autumn, and it will be a magical game, and they also have a trailer teaser available for it. And yes, I just say that hopefully I will have more podcasts for you in the future, and take care everyone. See you soon.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.